I'm here in Deering, Alaska, and I'm in Alfred and Mamie Carmen's residence, and I'm speaking with Mamie Carmen. She's been to two elders conferences.
Yeah.
Do you remember what year?
Gee, I don't remember what year. It's in the 70s.
When they first started?
Yeah, when they first started the elders conference.
Mm-hmm. Where were you born?
Deering.
Here in Deering, Alaska?
Uh-huh.
In what year?
1914.
Yeah. Do you remember your parents' names in Inupiaq?
I know my mom's, but they used to call Papa Yungruk. The old people, he didn't have Eskimo name, but the old people couldn't say his name right, George,
mm-hmm.
and they call him Yungruk, so they think that, and they still think that's an Eskimo name, but it's not.
And your mother's?
My mother's is, her pet name, or what they call it,
mm-hmm.
is Panehok, but her real name is Kowanak.
Kowanak?
Kowanak.
Kowanak?
Kowanak.
Kowanak. Okay. And what was her English name?
Sally.
Mm-hmm. And George was George Carmen?
George Moto.
George Moto?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And your husband's name is Alfred?
Alfred.
And how many children do you have?
We have four.
Four children.
Two adopted.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you used to camp when you were growing up here?
Yeah, we used to camp and go over there where we pick berries, and we used to go camp up at the corralling up Teresa Creek.
Mm-hmm.
When they start corralling, we'd camp there.
Mm-hmm.
And other places where we go pick
mm-hmm.
berries.
What did you do those mostly those days?
Those days we pick berries, help fish, play games.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young.
Yeah. What year did you get? Did you marry Alfred?
1933.
Uh-huh.
1933.
Here in Deering.
Here in Deering.
Mm-hmm.
No, we had to go to Cannell because there's a judge over there. Cannell. So we went to Cannell to get married.
How'd you get there? Dog team?
Dog team.
Did you guys travel by dog team a lot last
back
then?
Yeah, them days, that's all we traveled by is dog team.
Did you have outboard motors back then?
Yeah, they were just starting to have some.
Those
outboard,
small
yeah.
engines, huh? Four
yeah,
horsepower
kind
engines.
Of. And they had these outboard, you know these engines, not really, not outboard motors,
inboard.
But you know where they put them on boat, and they have these big
propellers.
What they call them? Motorboat, motor engine.
Inboard motor.
Inboard motor, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Inboard motor, yeah. My dad had one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to go boating with that.
Mm-hmm. Where did you travel mostly during winter time?
Winter time we don't travel too much after we start going to school. But before we went to school we used to stay sometimes up at the timber. I remember when we were up there before I'm ready for school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when we started going to school, we never go anywhere winter time.
Stayed here in Deering
yeah,
most of the time.
Stayed
huh?
here and go to school.
Was there a lot of people?
There was more people than now.
Mm-hmm. Lots of miners.
A lot of miners. Maybe half the village was miners and half Eskimo. I guess it was that way after the people moved to Narvik. Made that big move up to Narvik where there was timber.
Mm-hmm.
So it was half and half then here.
And you guys
wouldn't allow me. So
you guys decided not to go up to Norvik?
My parents, yeah. They didn't, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't remember when they moved to Norvik. But I was here, but I was too young to know.
So what did you do after you got married and had children?
Oh, we just stayed around here. He worked all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you stayed home and sewed, or?
Yeah, sewed. That's when we have to sew. Our kids didn't wear winter shoes like now. So we had to make mufflers and parkies, warm parkies. They had jackets then, all right, and shoe packs, but we always make mufflers warm.
So that was your main occupation most of your life?
Yeah.
Sewing?
Sewing and getting berries, fishing. Fried fish.
I guess you've seen a lot of changes in your life, in your lifetime,
I'm
all
sure
these
did.
Different things. What's probably the biggest change you've seen in your lifetime?
Oh, I don't know, the airplane, I guess.
Space shuttle?
When we start coming, When we start having mail by airplane every week is a big change. I mean, five times a week or whatever. Because that time we used to just have mail maybe once a month by dog team. Sometimes when I was young, I remember.
Who carried the mail back then?
Someone from Kotzebue used to. One was Robert Gellhorn that I remember, and the other one was Lester Gellhorn. I guess before that might have been somebody else that I didn't know.
And those were the
1920s or somewhere around there. And they get it from Kotzebue, the mail.
Did you listen to old stories back then?
I used to listen to the old stories, and I don't remember them. I'm sorry why I never kept them in my mind.
Who told you? Do you remember who told you those stories?
Yeah, I hear them on and off from different old people that tell stories. I don't remember really who they are, because I hear them more than once from different people, you know, older people.
Do you remember at least one or two of their names?
I'd say who would they be? I think one was Stanley Cabrera. Cabrera, and I remember, let's see. Gee, there's a lot of people that tell stories. I don't even remember their names now.
Did a lot of people travel around back then, like from different places, like maybe Teller or Kowarik, Nome, Shishmaref?
No, not too much. Maybe once in a while, Shishmaref.
Once in a while, they pass through here. How about from up north?
Not too much from north that I know of, but they do come once in a while, you know, when they have something to come for.
What's the farthest you've traveled by dog team in wintertime?
Nome.
To Nome?
Yeah. Back from Nome to Deering.
How about during the summertime by boat? What's the farthest you've traveled?
Summertime by boat was Kotzebue. But it was by tugboat. They used to have tugboats then, you know, barge. Then they were going to Kotzebue. I took a ride over there to see the doctor. I wasn't real sick, but I must have had appendicitis, and my parents sent me over, and that winter I had an operation for appendix.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about some of the changes that you've been through throughout your lifetime, ever since you were a little girl?
Changes on what? Life?
Huh? Changes in, like, lifestyle or working with different things?
Yeah.
Did you have sewing machines when you were a little girl?
Yeah, my parents had sewing machines. They had a lot of that stuff, but it wasn't really modern. Like, sewing machine is not electric. You have to run it by your foot, you know, foot pedal, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And some had them by turning them, you know,
mm-hmm.
like hand turning machine.
Mm-hmm.
But now the change is you just press the button and you so Parky with electric.
Mm-hmm. Is Deering more active today than back then or not?
Oh, I don't know. Not too much, I guess.
There used to be more going on before back then?
Yeah, they used to be having things going, like Christmas, 4th of July. That time, and it was real. For real, you know,
mm-hmm.
more fun and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The whole week of Christmas, they used to have games, dog races, men's and women's races, burden races, like you have a burden in your
mm-hmm.
sled.
Mm-hmm.
And they had good prizes too, because there was a lot of old timers, and they put in any much money they have. Nice prizes, and worth trying to have a dog race.
Do they have dog races today?
No, they don't here. There's no dogs here even now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mamie.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm speaking with Flora Carmen. She's the bilingual aide for
Deering School,
and you also are in the Elders Council in
uh-huh.
Deering, right?
Yes.
Where were you born?
In Nervik, Alaska.
In Nervik, Alaska?
Uh-huh.
Back in?
1922.
Oh, okay. And what were your parents' names in Inupiaq?
Kutan and Pamuk.
Kutan.
And Pamuk.
Kutan was your father?
Uh-huh.
And Pamuk was your mother?
Uh-huh.
Did they have English names?
Tommy and Florence Newland.
Oh, okay. And your husband's name is?
Evans Carmen.
Uh-huh. And how many children do you have?
We have 10.
10 children, huh? Big uh-huh. family.
Yep.
When you were a young girl growing up in Narvik,
uh-huh.
did you need... where did you guys camp up there?
We used to go to muskrat camps and go hunt muskrats and fish camps.
Mm-hmm.
Put away fish for the winter.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys travel around back then?
With dog team and boats,
mm-hmm.
rowboats.
Didn't have any outboard engines back
no.
then, huh?
No.
Uh-huh. When did you marry your husband?
1941.
Was that when you moved to Deering?
Uh-huh. But my parents, you pastor here and in some villages, said this is where I met my husband when they were pastoring.
Oh, I see. And you moved here to Deering.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys do any camping around here?
When we go to Pingo Cross there to pick blackberries, and then we go out. Not overnight, just
mm-hmm.
travel around day
mm-hmm.
then.
Mm-hmm. So you did a lot of traveling around, huh? When your parents were with your parents before?
Uh-huh. We went to Changnak one winter, and then they'd when they went to Kivalinia, our youngest brother just went with them. My sister and I stayed at Nervik with our grandma.
Which villages did you go to?
Just Yungnak, and I visit them in Kiana when they were in Kiana too.
Were they pastors? French
For
church?
French church.
Oh, I see.
Pastors.
So, did they pastor down here in Deering also?
2 years.
And you were down here with them? Anywhere else?
No. Not when they're pastoring.
Where did you travel when you went by dog team?
They used to herd up the... they used to butcher up the Teresa Creek up this way, back of Candle, someplace back there. We used to dog team there. And then when they go sheep fishing to Gobuk Lake, have to use dog teams. Go caribou hunting. My dad used to go caribou hunting too, but we never went. Because we were in school then.
So what did you do when you were growing up?
Carry water, chop wood, whatever needs to be done.
Did you run a dog team when you were growing
when
up?
When we go and get some wood, we used to use dog teams too. Go fishing, the dog teams.
How about after you were married, did you...
We still had dog teams then.
And your main job was to raise your children?
But my kids, let's see, three of them were born. One was born here, and three in Nome, and the rest were born in Fairbanks.
So I see.
They're city kids.
How long have you been a bilingual teacher now?
Just since 1979.
Since 1979,
That's when we moved from Fairbanks to here.
Oh, I see. Did you do any work before then?
No.
So this is your, one of your...
First times
you've worked, outside your home?
But I did a lot of sewing. I used to sew a lot and sell stuff.
When you were growing up, did you ever listen to stories, old stories?
Sometimes when we... Not all the time. I never paid it much attention when they told stories. It's one thing I regret, not listening to the stories.
Do you remember who told you stories?
Grandma, my grandma, and my grandmother, Gick Newland, and other... where they used to gather in our houses, I mean in our homes on Sunday, and tell stories and play, like Chinese checkers. Summertime they used to play horseshoe, like, but they used sticks, that kind, and then they tell stories when we eat or gather together.
Your grandmother that told you stories, what was her name again?
Ugik Newland.
Ugik Newland?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember those other people that told stories? You remember their names?
I'm not sure.
Were they from, like, around the upper Kobuk area?
Up the Kobuk area.
I guess you've seen lots of changes in your life. Like changes from... dog teams to snow machines, rowing to outboards, different things. What's the biggest change you've seen out of all those?
Electricity. Electricity in the home. Real change. Gets you lazy to do anything now.
All you got to do is push a button.
No good. But that's the way my kids grew up anyway. In cities.
But when you grew up, it was different. You had to do everything by hand or walk or dog team.
Yeah, we never even had shoes. We had to have mukluks and mostly hand sewed to everything.
Thank you.
Okay.